In Duckpool Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramps so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pile a Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
My best friend, Arthur Worm, is only small, but he's a hero.
Oh, Edith, this takes me back to my childhood. This evening, a famous old steam train will be visiting Duckpool Station. I remember riding on the Flying Welshman when I was a lad.
I've never been on a steam train, Gramps.
Then I'll take you off to school tonight, Edith. My dad used to work on the trains. I've got his old red flag somewhere. I'll take it tonight. The train spotters will be impressed.
Can I take the flag to school to show everyone?
Well, OK, but look after it, Edith.
I will. I'm going on my school trip today, so I'll be late home from school.
Well, where are you going, Edith?
We're going to Duckpool Nature Reserve to look at the frogs.
Edith, is there any chance I could come? I've got a friend called Fergal the Frog living there. Haven't seen him for ages.
I popped Arthur Worm into one pocket and Grumps' flag in another. At the Duckpool Nature Reserve, the warden was looking worried.
I'm sorry, children, but I don't think we're going to see many frogs today. Look at the pond.
What pond? It looks like a puddle.
Exactly. All the dry weather means the pond has dried up. I've looked for the frogs, but I can't find them anywhere.
Maybe they've gone on their holidays.
Yes, young man, that's a good idea. Perhaps they've gone on their holidays.
Edith, could you please put me down in the mud? I've got to try and find me friend Fergal the Frog. Just come back and get me at lunchtime, eh?
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Mud Zoo. Save the day.
We spent the morning looking all round the nature reserve. At lunchtime, I went to find Arthur Worm.
Edith, can I introduce you to my good friend, Fergal the Frog?
Right, good day to you. Right, I'm sorry you can't meet the rest of my family. Right, but we're on the move.
You're not going on holiday, are you, Fergal?
Right, sort of. When this pond dries up, right, we move over to the old quarry. It's always wet over there. Right. Tonight's the night for the frog march. Right.
I was worried about the pond drying up, so it was good to know that Fergal and the frogs were going to be all right. Arthur Worm stayed with Fergal for a wriggle in the mud. Gramps will come and fetch you tomorrow. How will he find you?
Leave Gramps' red flag here, Edith, and then I'll just sit next to it. Oh, it's good to have a wriggle in the mud again.
After tea, Gramps and I went to look at the Flying Welshman. The station platform was crowded. I didn't think there'd be room on the train for us.
Come on, Edith, I've got the tickets.
The train trundled along. The whistle blew when we went through the tunnel.
Ah!
Look to your left, Edith, and you can see the nature reserve. You were there this morning.
I wonder if we can see your red flag. Hey, what's that on the other side of the tracks?
Oh, that's the old quarry.
What? But that means Fergal and the frogs have to cross the railway line. They'll get squished. Stop the train!
What? I can't do that, Edith.
This is an emergency. Stop the train!
Gramps pulled the emergency cord to stop the train, but it came off in his hand.
Oh, well, it's a very old train.
The train's got to stop or the frogs will be marmalised. Poor Fergal and his froggy family.
Oh, the train's stopping.
At last, there's Arthur sitting by your red flag.
We picked up Arthur and went home. The frogs were safe, but we didn't know how until we got home and turned on the TV.
I am at Duckpool Station with the driver of the Flying Welshman steam train, Mr. Di Evans. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was driving along the track, see? Going lovely it was. Oh, really tidy bit of track. When suddenly I saw something on the side of the track, see? Well, I couldn't believe my eyes. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
What did you see?
A worm with a flag. A red flag. Well, I've been driving trains for 30 years, see? And I've never seen a worm with a red flag before. Some of the station masters have been a bit sluggish, mind. But I've never seen a worm.
What happened next?
Well, the worm wriggled towards the track as fast as a fast worm, see? And the red flag's a warning sign, see? So I slammed on the brakes, just in time, too.
What did you see?
Frogs, man. Hundreds of them. I tell you, if it hadn't been for that worm, then those frogs would have been... I don't want to think about it. Always been a frog lover, you see. Lovely little creatures. Oh, they're so friendly.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. You heard it here first. The Duckpool frogs were saved by a worm, a super worm. If it hadn't been for that wonderful worm, the Duckpool frogs would have been gone forever.
Nothing. Just one small wriggle for a worm, but a giant squirm for worm kind.
You're wonderful, Arthur.
I know.
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out. We knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
Enough for today.